One of the most remarkable stories about Inishowen is the legendary Rocky Town Light. Dermot McLaughlin tells us more.
But the Rocky Town Light used to appear after dark, and it was the strangest phenomenon. It would go along. It'd be a bright light now, and you could see it here, maybe in the back of the town, down in the Rocky Town there. And the next minute, it'd be there for a while, and it'd be just a glowing light a couple of foot above the ground. And the next thing, it would just go out, and then you would have to look around the countryside, and you would see it away. Could be a few miles away in a direction, but it didn't travel as a light. You know, you would see it then, and that was now. I wouldn't say that people had a fear of it, but there was a bit of apprehension about encountering it, you know. And even back more so, apparently, when the Cock Hill, when the old railway line, the Cairn-Bunkerna railway line, that stopped in the 30s, but the road, a lot of people walked out to Cock Hill and that, and had been often encountered in that area, you know. My father and things would remember him saying about it as well, or mother, actually, both of them, and they saw it just in front of them, and then it would appear and disappear. And there's no question about it. It was the unusual thing now. And the strange thing about it is that I was just looking up McTougher's book, and he is 150 years ago, he has recorded the exact same thing that is seen there, and he has watched it from maybe a couple of miles away. And the light, the strength of the light didn't seem to vary in the matter. You know, it seemed the same strength, no matter if you saw it fairly close or miles away. But it covered around that whole area. Now, you looked, the story was about it, and the connection with Kenny Go is that the time, apparently back in the late 16th and early 17th century, was a very unsettled time in Ireland. Well, that's what was happening. And there was that the whole area out here would have been wooded. If you've seen any of the old maps now, there's a lot of pine woods and any showing at that time, prickly. And so apparently it was a fairly secure place for to hide out anyway. But this was a smith, and his speciality was making pikes and all that sort of stuff. But apparently he was tracked down eventually, and he was killed somewhere out here at Kinnego. And they cut the head up, beheaded him, and erected the head on a pole. And that is now known as Kinnego, which probably yourself, the knowledge of Ireland, the head of the blacksmith. Mm-hmm. And that's where the connection is now. And it's amazing that McTougher now, and the same thing, and that was up, but now only a lot of that area now, of course, unfortunately, but the populations you were talking about earlier, there's an awful lot of housing in that area now, and it ceased about up to the 50s. It would have been seen regularly now, and as I say, I saw it myself. Of course, I was only very young at the time.
Was it kind of bogland, swampy?
Well, you see, this is the one thing about it. They talked about the will-o'-the-wisp, but it was a different colour, because it was trying to be sort of greenish blue. It's a different colour, and McTougher, he says that it was bright, you know, it was more a clearer sort of light. It wasn't that sort of thing. And the way it moved too as well, I mean, that the will-o'-wisp would move in that track, but this would just appear and disappear, you know, and then reappear in another area, you know. It didn't fit
My tour actually says that that when you saw the lights this long after the blacksmith was killed,
yeah,
that they thought it was him working away, his ghost making more pikes.
The thing about revolution. It, and the story is still, and that's why, and apparently this was the common thing at that time, and he recorded that he asked anybody. This was, I'm still going, and what he was doing, he was making these pikes for the enchanted members of Fianna living under the hill up in the Aelach. The 300 soldiers are up there, warriors are there, and waiting, and they'll call for Ireland's greatest hour of need. So I don't know if it has passed us or not, or still in front of us, but anyway, they haven't been seen lately. But that was the story then. But it's still as amazing it was, you know, because it didn't move around.
Well, it's still quite, bleak around there. I mean, it's still very unpopulated, isn't it?
Oh, it would be, yeah, apparently.
Is it seen today?
No, apparently it hasn't been seen now. Up in the 50s, then there were sort of different theories, you know, but that somebody was waiting on somebody to take somebody, but I don't know.
Well, don't be shy. I think yourself and your brother tell a version of a man who went out curtain.
Well, that's...
We can refer to him as Mr. X.
Mr. X. Well, this is the part of the thing. Well, this man... I went out and then had a car, which was fairly uncommon even at that stage, but apparently what happened, I don't know whether he went to follow the Rocky Town Light or not, but he was found in a field the next morning, dead. Now, what that was, and the thing was supposed to cease after that, I don't know.